Monday night, Dvar Halacha. The Gemara in Psachim, and it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, says that you're not supposed to make, you're not allowed to make, and you're not allowed to eat milchik of bread. If the bread is milchik, it's a chashash. If the bread is pashtas pariv, you won't remember it's milchik, and you'll eat it with meat. And vice versa, you're not supposed to make a fleishik of bread, and you might eat it with milchik. So that's the Gemara, and that's in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara gives us the exception, the loophole. Now the Gemara's lashon is, if you make bread, ke'ein tura. So there's two pshatim in what ke'ein tura could mean, like the eye of an ox or like an ox. Because there's two pshatim in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down both. One is that it's a small amount and it would be eaten. So you'll remember that it's milchik, and you'll eat it in the Shulchan Aruch. It's more mashma in one sitting. You'll eat it, let's say, like a milchik, a donut. You'll eat it in one sitting, the pashtus. From the Ramah, it's mashma if you'll eat it within a day. The Ramah talks about making milchik of bread on Shavuos, that they used to make milchik of bread for Shavuos, and they used to make fleishik of bread, l'kavod Shabbos. So from the Ramah, and that's okay. Now in the Ramah it's mashma because it's eaten in one day. From the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma, it's eaten in one sitting. Another heter is if it's shaped differently. I don't know about the whole Eretz Yisrael, but certainly in Yerushalayim and in Beit Shemesh you have the milchik berekas are shaped differently than the parva berekas. The parva berekas are square or rectangular, and the milchik ones are triangular. And that's a simen. So that's the two pshatim in the loophole. Either you make the milchik one look distinctive, or it's a small amount. Lemaisa, the bottom line, Lemaisa of Heksha companies, especially ones that give on Cholavakum, so it's, in America it's more common, you'll have milchik donuts or Thomas's English muffins, which is milchik. If you eat Cholavakum, and some say Cholavakum nowadays is a much bigger problem than just Cholavakum because of the issue with the cows and treifas, but we're not going into any of those issues. Lemaisa, the kashrus companies, from what I understand, require nowadays both heterim. In other words, to give a heksher on a milchika bread or a milchika donut or a milchika muffin, they'll require that it be a very small amount, that it's generally eaten in one sitting, like a donut or an English muffin, and also that it has a distinctive look, which obviously the muffin does, maybe not the donut, but the donut is another heter that it's not usually eating with fleishik. So you usually dip your donut into a cup of coffee. That's how you eat a donut. So kaponim, again, you're not supposed to have a milchik of bread or a fleishik of bread. That's the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. The loophole is, the heter is, which the Gemara speaks out. And it's two interpretations, and usually nowadays the makut have both interpretations. It's a small amount, and it has a distinctive look. Okay.